Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The City Life Podcast on XS Manchester with Matt White and Simon Binns.
So this is what we do every Saturday. We get together, XS Manchester and City Life,
yeah.
Simon Binns, mm-hmm. and we talk about things that are going on in Manchester. However, there's an announcement today, a spanner in the works.
You've kind of ruined everything. Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, so I'm leaving City Life.
Okay.
I'm moving on to pastures new after 2.5 years, wonderful years. I'm going to start a new job at Lad Bible.
Well, I'm very pleased for you, but that kind of shafts the City Life show, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. We need a new name.
So the good news, like everyone was worried. The good news is that we're still going to do this every week.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're still going to do this every week.
We're just not going to say the word City Life.
No, but we'll be talking about life in the city.
That's what we'll call it, life in the city.
Yeah, the lawyers will be all right with that, won't they?
Yeah, so, Simon Binns leaving. Going to Lad Bible, that's a good thing. Lad Bible's a pretty cool place.
It is a cool place. It's a big brand. They want me to go and kind of help them get a bit bigger, I suppose. But I've loved my time at City Life and all the people that I've worked with. It's the best job in Manchester, I think. And it was the job where I was wanted when I moved here. So I'll always be very, very proud to say that I did the job. And, thanks everyone who helped me.
Get a grip, mate.
I know, it's not the Oscars, is it?
City Life on XS Manchester.
It's XS Manchester with me, Matt White, Simon Binns, talking about things going on in Manchester. With you until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, are you leaving at 3? I'll be here till 4.
I would never leave you in the studio on your
it's
own.
It's not a good idea.
In a million years. What are we going to be talking about over the next few hours, mate?
So we're going to be talking about tips, tipping your staff. I know you don't, but I like to.
Mate, I'm
overly generous.
I'd say to a fault, yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about tips. We're talking about big screens that were and big screens that aren't. And a nice new bar that we like and the best view of Manchester, maybe.
The most quintessential view of Manchester is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, if that doesn't get people coming back, I don't know what will.
City Life on XS Manchester.
Goddamn right. It's a beautiful day. Could have been even more beautiful this weekend, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I did kind of believe when I went to the Castlefield Bowl, or the Binns Bowl, as I like to dub it, given it was my doing.
It wasn't really. What was your doing?
Well, I tweeted suggesting someone should do a big screen, then it just happened, which, you know, I'm kind of claiming that.
I knew you would.
Exactly. It wasn't my doing. But when I went there on Wednesday night, and especially when we took the lead, I dared to dream. Matthew.
I think the nation dared to dream.
I think so. And what I knew at that point, which maybe other people didn't know, was that had we got to the final tomorrow, they would have done the big screen again. Imagine what a day that would have been.
Would have been a great day. Mm. I watched the game at home with my son. And from the moment Croatia scored their second goal in extra time, my eldest just started crying. But uncontrollable crying.
I think a lot of us did.
And he didn't stop. He went to bed crying. He fell asleep crying. Then I went in to check on him, just took him in about midnight, and he was asleep, but with his bottom lip out, like he'd fell asleep sadder than he'd ever been before.
Well, you know, I suppose if he's going to be a football fan, he needs to get used to heartbreak pretty early, doesn't he, really?
Yeah.
I watched it. I watched it in the bowl, and I watched the second half in the Albert Hall, which was amazing, but really hot. 2,500 people in there. And then I watched extra time in the XS Manchester Sports Bar at 235. And everyone was kicking every ball, feeling every punch, every
feeling
save.
Every ball. Were you feeling every ball?
Felt every ball in the Albert Hall. And Yeah, well, you know, maybe 2 years' time, the Euros. But Castfield Bowl, I kind of came past it when the match was over and people were spilling out. And everyone was in a pretty good mood. I think, you know, the team did us proud and that's the main thing.
That's the spirit, Simon.
Thanks.
Success Manchester, by the way. My name's Matt. This is Simon.
City Life on Excess Manchester.
OK, in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about tipping and restaurants. But what's this off the back of?
So we did a story a few weeks ago. You might have seen it. One restaurant.
Albert's, in the MEN.
Yeah, in the MEN. Albert's, one of their former waitressing staff kind of came out and said, you know, we get fined on our tips if we make mistakes, so we don't get to keep them all. And it's made waves, I think, and it's raised the issue of, well, actually, when I do tip my bar staff or my server or whatever, what happens to that money? And someone very important wants to have a look at that.
OK, so we're going to be talking about tips, getting your tips out for
tips.
The lads. That's all coming up.
City Life on Excess Manchester.
Whenever I go to a restaurant, because I worked in catering for many, many years, mm-hmm. I will always tip.
Same. I work behind bars and my tips made a big difference.
The only time I don't like it, and I really don't like it, like I was in Euston train station last weekend and only because there was nowhere else to go, I went and just had a pint. A pint.
Just the one.
In Gino's. Gino's.
He's everywhere, isn't he?
Horrible restaurant. Yeah. And the guy brought it over to me. And he wasn't happy and he wasn't pleased that I was only ordering a pint. And
he just wanted you not to be in his restaurant.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But then there was a 12.5% service charge added on just from bringing over a beer. And that service charge was almost as much as the pint.
Yeah, enforced charges I don't like. However, lots of them aren't. And I remember when I was working behind bars, if it was a good night, Friday, Saturday, you might make 50, 60 quid tips.
Yeah.
And that would kind of keep you going for the
boost your wages, didn't it?
Yeah. So it's on the agenda in Manchester now. We have a night czar, Sasha, Lord Marchand from Warehouse Project Part Life. So he wants to find out basically what happens to staff tips because it's so different across the industry. So he's holding a free event for anyone who works in hospitality on August the 2nd at the Deaf Institute from 2 p.m. and he's putting on a free bar. So he'll buy you all a drink and he wants to know what happens to your tips? Or what are the big issues in your job if you work behind bars or in restaurants or in theatres? If you work after 6 p.m. and before 6 a.m, part of the nighttime economy, he kind of wants to know what the big issues are and whether it's getting home safely or your kind of working conditions. And I think it's going to open up an interesting debate and that will kind of form plans for what he wants to tackle in the next few years.
OK, so someone's listening that they do work in the industry. When is it? Where is it? How do they get
August
there?
2nd, Deaf Institute starts at 2 p.m.
City Life on Excess Manchester.
We're just talking about things that happen in and around Manchester. The burning issues, mainly, if I'm honest, connected with food, booze or music.
We spend a lot of time in the pub, don't we? So that's probably why.
Funnily enough, I mean, my wife listens to this. She goes, are you and Simon like each other?
It's hard to tell, isn't it, on the radio?
Very hard to tell. But believe it or not, we actually did. Last night we met for a social drink.
We did. We met for a lovely pint.
In that new bar, it's called The Anthologist.
On St. Peter's Square.
And I liked it.
I like it. And I like it, I think, because St. Peter's Square is looking pretty lovely at the moment.
I spend a lot of time at St. Peter's Square waiting for a tram. And often, such is my luck, I've just missed one. It's like the next one's in 12 minutes. You think, oh, knackers. Oh,
that gives me enough time for a pint.
But there's never been a close enough pub where you can see the tram stop. And now there is because it's bang opposite.
You can literally hop, skip and jump to it, I think. Yeah, and it's nice. I like it. And it was busy last night, wasn't it, when we went?
It was busy. Here's what I like the most about this new bar, though, Simon. You ready for this?
I am.
This is an insight. They've got a nice little kind of terrace outdoor area where you can sit. And when you sit, here's the checklist of what you can see. The Midland Hotel.
Beautiful.
Manchester Library.
Not bad.
Manchester Town Hall.
Pretty cool.
And the new St. Peter's Square as it is, plus all the Mets driving past.
It's a good vista.
It doesn't get more Manchester than that. It's the most Manchester vista in Manchester.
That's true. And if you crane your neck a bit, you can probably see the art gallery as well.
Yeah. You had to try and just go on up, didn't you? Be a bit more cultured.
I just look around. I just look at stuff more closely than you do.
Mate, I saw you looking over at the Wetherspoons longingly. It's much cheaper in there, Matt.
I'm paying £5.50 a pint all night.
So are we recommending this new pub?
We are, I think. Yeah, I quite liked it. It was nice and smart and good for a post-work tipple.
City Life on Excess Manchester.
Hi, Matt. This is Simon.
Hi.
Talking about things in Manchester. Stuff happening.
Yeah, stuff and, in the wider
Simon,
Manchester area.
Let me ask you this, in my best Welsh. Wagwan.
This weekend, specifically Wagwan,
Wagwan.
Now. Well, what I'm going to do when I get out of this tiny studio where we're stood very close to each other, I'm going to go down to Cathedral Gardens and I'm going to go and immerse myself in the best of Italian regional cuisine.
Ah, Festa Italiana.
Are you like at my restaurant? Yeah, so this happens once a year now. It's a thing. It started yesterday, Friday. It's on today and tomorrow. And it's all the Italian restaurants in Manchester get together and kind of show off the best Italian food and drink. It's called Festa Italiana, and I like it very much.
I like it very much. There is an abundant... I mean, Manchester's saturated with Italian restaurants.
But more good ones than bad ones, I think, now.
I think now, yeah. I definitely think now. We're spoilt for choice, really.
Proper Italian restaurants. Yeah. I love Salvi's. I like San Carlo in a lot of ways. Not all of it, but I like some of it. But yeah, it's an exciting time. We got taken to Naples, didn't we, by the Festa team, which was beautiful. And we kind of got to sample the best like cheese and meat and drink and all that. And then they're bringing it over here for all of Manchester to get into.
However, let me just point out that although we just said how brilliant Festa Italiana was, then we just revealed that they took us on holiday.
Yeah.
The two are in no way connected.
No, because Naples is just brilliant anyway.
Oh, so, man, who wouldn't want to go to Naples?
It's just dead cool. Everyone there is pretty cool, and it's all very beautiful and picture postcardy. I enjoyed the mozzarella factory very much.
I thought I was going to be sick in the mozzarella factory.
You looked awful. We'd had some grappa the previous evening.
We'd had a lot of grappa.
Yeah, so mozzarella factory at 10 a.m. wasn't the greatest, but I really got into it, and then the limoncello factory, that just kind of put things on an upward spiral yet again.
I just remember on the first night walking through Naples shouting Tanti Ghoulies.
Tanti Ghoulies.
Which apparently is happy birthday.
I think it is. We wished everyone happy birthday that night, even if it wasn't their birthday.
City Life on XS Manchester.
Good afternoon. Hope you're doing all right. It's Saturday. The weekend is here. I'm Matt. This is Simon.
Hello. What's that over there? Have you got a new jacket? You like your clothes, don't you?
I do like my coat. And it is, well, it's a relatively new jacket. It's a lightweight summer jacket.
It is a lightweight summer jacket. It's quite smart. I quite like it, but it does look a bit... There's something up in it.
Well, let me tell you something. So I've dug it out again recently because we had the first bit of rain in ages, didn't we, on...
The first rain in 4 years.
Started Thursday, Friday. So I thought, I'm going to wear my little lightweight jacket. And I wore it into work, and it's been here ever since. So I didn't wear it home. Because when I got in, I realised as I touched it, I thought, it's sticky. This jacket's a little bit sticky.
Oh, you don't want that, do you?
And then I took it off and had a look, and there's just, like, I mean, I could show you. There's just lots of little splatter marks all over it.
It doesn't look good.
And then I remembered, so the last time I wore it was about 3 weeks ago in Dublin watching Liam Gallagher. And there were various pints of liquid.
They like chucking stuff up in the air, those Liam Gallagher fans, aren't they?
I think I was targeted because I had three in the space of 20 minutes, almost full pint glasses that were warm land on me.
It doesn't surprise me that you would get singled out.
Well, I'm a tall man. I'm 6'2".
Not for that reason.
Well, what reason?
Were you causing trouble?
No,
of course. You get a bit excited after three pints. You've admitted this to me.
Yeah, I was 3 pints giddy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wasn't causing enough trouble to be targeted.
It's horrible, that, isn't it? Do you remember when the Stone Roses played Heaton Park all those years ago? It was track 3, Waterfall, I think they were playing. And I felt my leg get a bit warm. And I looked to my right, and the man next to me was just having a wee on my leg.
No, he wasn't.
He was looking at the stage with his arms crossed. He got himself out. He was having a wee on my leg.
Got himself out. And then a little waterfall.
I was like, what are you doing? And he just looked at me, and then he kind of ran off. And so I was like, what are you doing? Shaking my fist.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Angry man.
Him out. I do believe it.
To the outside observer, it looked like I was just trying to beat up an innocent man.
Batter some lad.
And I had to shout at one point, he weed on my leg, in stronger language. And they were like, all right, then off you go. And I tried to chase him, but he'd gone. I had to deal with another 14 tracks with a wet leg.
Tracks. You've been to a gig before.
14
oh,
songs.
I'm enjoying this track.
I'm 41.
So, yeah. Well, there's little splatters of what might be wee on my jacket.
You've got wee splatter on your arms, haven't you?
Well, I'm not sure.
City Life on XS Manchester.
Mate, you're going to have to talk about this because I don't know anything about this and I don't really know much about the subject matter either.
It's massive, though, isn't it? There's a TV show called Friends.
I've heard of it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course. I've seen...
It's repeated on Comedy Central 8,000 times a day.
How are you doing?
Hey, pivot. I don't know. I've kind of absorbed Friends over the years. Rather than watched it, I've just absorbed it. You know, it's on.
What's pivot?
In your house. There's a classic Friends scene where they're trying to move a settee down the stairs and one of them shouts pivot. And apparently that was the funniest scene of all time.
Was it?
Yeah.
When you go, how are you doing?
Not that one. So if you go to Friends Fest, which is a thing, an actual thing, it comes into Heaton Park. You can recreate that famous scene that you've never heard of and I don't really remember. And you can also visit the internal sets. Now, it's big, really, really big. They've put extra tickets on sale for it. It comes into Eaton Park August the 18th and 19th.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
You shouldn't go to this festival.
I won't, mate. I can assure you. So is this the one, I think I saw pictures last year, where they rebuild the sets?
All
of
the
like
internal sets, the apartments,
Central
the coffee
Perk.
Shop. Yeah, all that, so you can do your selfies and all that kind of stuff. It is massive. And when we write about it, it gets a load of audience because people do love Friends. I suppose that's why it's still repeated all over the world all the time.
Okay. When's that? August 18th?
August 18th, 19th. You need to probably do something else.
I will be doing something else.
City Life on XS Manchester.
Myself and Simon talking about stuff going on in Manchester. We mentioned that there's a festival dedicated to Friends coming to Manchester on the weekend of August the 18th.
18th and 19th, but we'll be doing something else, won't we?
Yeah, because when you mentioned the date, I thought I'm doing something on the 18th.
Same.
The big man, LG, Liam Gallagher, he's going to be in Manchester.
Is it the 19th, the Saturday, I think?
No, the 18th is the Saturday, isn't it?
Whatever the Saturday is, Liam's at Old Trafford.
Yeah, the 18th, mate.
But on the same night at the arena, Britney Spears.
Britney and Liam in Manchester together.
Get on that.
Mate, come on.
So in my mind, I need to go out drinking with them.
Can you imagine?
I'm going to try and manufacture a situation where me and you end up going out drinking with Liam Gallagher and Britney Spears.
Because she's crackers.
She is nuts. I would love to see them two out on a night out. I think it could happen.
What a night it would be.
Everyone will start shaving each other's heads. It'll go off.
I'm booked to go to Cornwall for 2 weeks.
That's not happening. If we go out with Liam and Brittany,
there's someone house sitting, by the way. booked to go to Cornwall on the Friday, the 17th.
Not a chance.
2 weeks booked, and I hadn't read, and I had to break it to my wife.
So actually, I imagine she took it really well.
She sort of said, "Oh, okay, well, we can just leave dead early Sunday morning." I went, "No. I will be battered.
You won't be in very early on Sunday morning."
Okay, well, that's going to be great. Britney Spears, Liam Gallagher and Friends Fest all in the same weekend.
And your family holiday absolutely ruined.
Completely ruined, certainly the beginning. Simon, as always, I have absolutely tolerated you for the last 2 hours.
I've nearly enjoyed it.
We're getting better then, aren't we? Thanks a lot. See you soon, pal.
See you next week then.
Good luck with Lab Bible.
Ta-ra, mate.
The City Life Podcast on XS Manchester with Matt White and Simon Binns.